There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Let's Talk About the Husband with me, Stephen Bailey.
And me, Zoe Lyons. Welcome to the podcast where we cast a cultural eye on all things pop culture. And we're going very close to home this episode, aren't we, Stephen?
Yep. Well, we can talk about something from experience for a change, I believe.
Yes, indeed.
Are you going to do your big reveal? Because I think we've alluded to this a lot for even last series, which we did over a year ago.
Yeah, well, because this was recorded, the thing that I did was recorded over a year ago, but it has been now released in the press, and I can reveal to both of our listeners that I am taking part in this year's celebrity SAS Who Dares Wins.
Whoa! Yay!
And the big question a lot of people ask is, why in the name of living God did you do that, Zoe Lyons? And I will just say, well, a couple of things. I love khaki. I love camo. Any excuse to wear camo when I'm there. Also, I was massively available. So those two things came into play.
I remember you finding out that you got it, and I was like, why on earth are you doing this to yourself?
Yeah. I don't know, Stephen. I really don't know. I think it was coming off the back of the pandemic years, and I'd felt I was sort of emotionally a bit battered from it. And there was a bit of me in my head that went, I want to be as physically stretched as I was emotionally battered. I think there was a bit of that involved. And let's be honest, I quite fancy
the
fame hunger, absolute fame hungry whore. This might come as a surprise to you, but I quite fancy the SAS blokes.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which one?
Well,
Jason Fox is hot. Is he still there?
He is, and he's lovely. Very lovely. I have to say, I sort of fell in love with Rudy, the American one from the Special Forces. I've never seen a man's forearms like that. It was astonishing. His forearms looked like a greyhound's hind leg. Like a sort of champion greyhound's leg. It's amazing.
Is that attractive?
It is attractive. Weirdly attractive. Mind you, I was delirious at this point. But weirdly attractive, yeah. And I have never seen a bottom so pert on any human being. And when you had to run through the jungle with a backpack on, it was quite... It was a motivator. His backside was a massive motivator, I'll have to be honest. He has a beautiful, beautiful derriere.
Right. So we have to be careful with how we navigate this conversation, because you're not allowed to give spoilers, because you'll get cancelled before you've even aired.
Mm.
So you can tell us, though, who's in it with you, because it's been revealed.
It has been revealed in the
press. It's on the Channel 4 press pack, which I've got here.
Have
so
you?
Like, anything they can say, you can say.
How have you got that?
Because I'm smart. Well, I just Googled Celebrity SAS press pack and it came up.
Oh, right. What does it say about me on that, then?
Oh, okay, let's find out.
Oh,
okay.
God.
First of all, not much.
No.
wow. I think this is going to hurt. Are you ready?
Oh, God.
Comedian Zoe Lyons, 51.
That's it? That's all it says?
Yeah.
That's it? That is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
What does it say about
then,
the others?
Let's see. It's going to quote from you. Do you remember what you said?
what did I say in the press pack?
It was the worst all-inclusive break I've ever been on.
There you go, that's reasonably funny.
There's a bit of me that feels incredibly fortunate that I got to participate in the show, because it does test you, and there's quite a bit of fun to be had if you don't mind losing a few toenails. That's what you said.
Oh, there you go. I mean, yeah, there you go. Moderately amusing.
I say this with love. I think you're the oldest person on it. You're older than Matt Hancock.
I am older than Matt Hancock. That's really weird when you discover that you're older than an ex health secretary. I know, I always imagine that people who hold these positions of inverted comma power are always older than me, but they're not. They're actually now much younger than me. I think Melinda Messenger was maybe a couple of months older than me.
Oh, okay, yeah, because it also says TV presenter Melinda Messenger, 51.
She was 51 before. You see, I was 50. Okay. I had my birthday in there.
Oh, that's awful. Did they get you a cake?
Do you know they did, right?
Okay, good.
So we were quite a few days in at this point, and it was my birthday, and Matt Hancock also had his birthday in there. They gave me a bit of cake that I had to eat while they sang Happy Birthday to You at double speed.
So they were running away from something. So they were on a mission.
No, I was allowed to stand in the yard and eat a bit of cake. It was not the best birthday I've ever had. No, it was quite an intense birthday, that one. Yeah.
So I'm trying to there's so much I want to know, and then I also don't want to spoil it.
Right.
Are you allowed to tell us who you were closest with?
I think in there, probably, I tell you who's absolutely lovely. Gareth Gates is just such a sweetheart. And actually, both the Gareths. Gareth Gates and Gareth Thomas, rugby player. Absolutely loved him. Yeah, he's man mountain. But he's so gentle. He's such a sweetheart. He really, really is. He's lovely. And Gareth Gates is just absolutely delightful. And I got on really well with Danielle Lloyd.
So, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, me, the rugby player, the singer and the glamour model. There you go.
Why did Gareth Gates choose to go in?
The thing with Gareth is he's like a little brick shithouse now. He's really beefed up. He's got an incredible body. He's really strong and fit. He's really, really fit. So, yeah. And he's really funny. He's really funny. He's self-deprecating. And he doesn't mind taking the mickey out of himself at all. And, of course, as comedians, we love that, don't we? We love that. We hate people who are too hot themselves and too into things. He's absolutely charming. He's absolutely charming. And he looked out for me as well.
Oh,
he
did.
He really did. Because I could think I was a bit of the nana of the group. And there was one particular day we were doing this thing where we had to climb up a mountain with our backpacks on, which, let me tell you, is no walk in the park. It was no Girl Guides outing. It was absolutely fucking horrific. And at one point I thought I was going to pass out as I was dangling on a rope, and I thought, this is how I'm going to die, and it's just really not worth it. I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm in the middle of Vietnam, covered in mud and leeches. I found leeches in my knickers. I mean, that is not something you do out of choice. And no, and I'm dangling off a hill. The heat was it was exhausting, and I thought, I'm going to actually pass out and die dangling off a mountain in Vietnam on a reality TV show. And do you know what, Zoe Lyons? You deserve that. You deserve that. You did this voluntarily. You deserve that. But I fell over.
There was
over.
A lot of, like, falling over and stuff, wasn't it? Because I've seen the trailer, so yeah. We can totally talk about that.
Yeah.
And I think your participation in the trailer is falling, and you have like a weird scream.
Oh,
but there's two where there's one where you're like running somewhere, you just think, ow, ow.
You say running somewhere, Stephen. I'm on my hands and feet. They made me run on my hand, bear running, I think they call it. It's not easy.
I thought you'd fallen over and it was like at the end of a run.
No, they made me run on your hands and feet.
And then you had a closing to the trailer where you just hear. It felt like it was going on and on and on.
Prior to that scream, I had been weeping, blubbing like a baby. I kid you not, because it was. We had to pull ourselves out across this ravine on a rope, and I was so terrified. I'm so bad at heights because I'm so malcoordinated, and I kept catching my little finger in the mechanisms as well. So I felt like I was hanging above a 300-foot ravine by my fingernails, and I just sobbed. I sobbed. Yeah, I couldn't control it. I was so terrified, so scared. I sobbed. And
how
then,
did you get to the? Because it looked like, so where it looked like you were was like, it looked like a tightrope is the best way I could describe it.
Yeah.
And then in my head, did you walk the tightrope like a circus person and then you just lost your balance and fell? Or was it a what happened?
No, you had to pull yourself hand over fist, hand over fist on
along.
Like you had to pull yourself along. Yeah, which is not an easy thing to do. And my big thing is, I'm really bad with heights. Really bad with height. It's my Achilles heel. Because I'm really malcoordinated and I don't trust myself. And I'm right not to trust myself because I'm really bad at these things. So I had to hand over head, pull yourself out into the middle of this ravine, and then they just said, hold there. And there was a handle on your harness. And when you got the signal, you had to rip the handle. And what I didn't realise was when you did that, you would plummet towards the earth.
Why did they want you to plummet? Why didn't they just want you to make it to the other side?
Yeah, that wasn't the idea. The idea was for it to be absolutely terrifying. So, yeah, you just felt like bungeed down. And I didn't know that was going to happen. And that's why the scream is, as you hear, is the most blood-curdling. That is the That is a real scream. That is not a scream. That's a I'm going to die scream. It's very deep. It comes from my soul. It came from my soul. Yeah, it was awful. It was really awful. Yeah.
So take me back, Zoe Lyons. You get the call from your agent, Channel 4 Celebrity SAS. They're inquiring about you.
Was it
an immediate yes?
Yeah.
You're joking.
No.
Like, was it an immediate yes, though, because you were free? I know we were joking about your availability. Or was it because, like, money talks? Or was it because you'd seen it and were like, yeah, I'll give that a go? Or was it like, I need to do more Channel 4 in my life? Why would you do that?
Well, you know me. I do like a bit of an adventure. And I always think, you know, I know it's weird, and it was, honest to God, the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. And I've done gigs to 30 coked up stags in junglers, Nottingham, who were dressed as Robin Hood. So I've done some hard things. But this was without doubt the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. And I just think we're in such a lucky, as comics, right? We are jammy dodgers in that we get jammy dodgers. How old are you, Zoe? You know, we're jammy buggers in that we get occasionally you get offers to do things that just wouldn't ordinarily come your way if you worked in a different field. And it was the opportunity to go to Vietnam and test myself in an incredible environment. And I just thought,
God.
Why not? I mean, honestly, but when I got there, I went, oh, I can see why not now. I can see why not. I can see why
because
not.
Because there's no glamour, is there? They even make you live like SAS, even when you're off camera.
Stephen, you shit in a bucket.
Nah. Not with my IBS.
Honestly, that was the worst thing. Honestly, the toilet situation is pretty grim because it rained the whole time we were there, and so it fills up with water, obviously. So
oh my god,
It's basically a barrel with a toilet seat on it. It's not, it was stunk. It was really that. And there's cameras on you the whole time.
Oh, you filmed even when you're like in Beddibos?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realise that. I thought it was kind of like...
Oh, no. Then. Oh, no, no, no. There's no done then. No, you're in a shed. You're in a shed.
No one brings you a Coke Zero, if you need.
You're on like a little army cot in a shed in the jungle. It's pretty grim. It's pretty grim. And the worst part was everything is wet all of the time because it just didn't stop raining. It didn't stop raining, so that's why we had a lot of issues.
So yeah. No one brought you fresh knickers?
Oh, I can't even begin to tell you how badly I smelt.
How long did you have the same pair of knickers on for?
How many pairs of knickers did I have? I'm trying to remember now. I think I had 3 pair of knickers.
For how long? How long? Right. Okay, how to navigate this. How long was the longest anyone could have been there if they were there for the whole time?
It is 9 days filming. 9 days filming without a proper wash. There was a sort of shower head, but I don't think you could call that a wash. It was...
Do you know as well with some of your castmates, I've had some of them on Celebs on the Farm and I was with some of them on Celebrity Coach Trip.
Okay.
I cannot imagine.
Yeah. That amount of time. Yeah.
This. Because on those shows, you have time off camera where you're not filmed, where it's like you're evening to yourself, someone does bring you a Coca-Cola Zero.
Yeah.
And maybe a nice panini.
Yeah. Nothing.
I cannot... And that was not enough for some of these people. I'll tell you who we did have who I think would have done very well and been a nice person.
Go on.
Siva from The Wanted.
Oh, he's so lovely. He's such a sweetheart. Yeah. What a beautiful man. He's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. He was a really lovely, lovely guy. And sound, you know, he's a sound bloke. Yeah, he's a sound bloke.
Did he write you a note at the end of production?
We had nothing to write on unless he was going to write it in his own blood on the floor. Then there was no romantic
note. He wrote me a note that I've still got in my memory box.
What did he say to you?
On the ranch. Hold on, let me try and get it.
Have you got it? Oh, in your memory box.
Yeah, do you not keep a memory box?
No, I call it my brain.
No. That's funny.
What have you got in your memory box?
Just like notes, pictures of ex-boyfriends, that kind of stuff.
Oh my God.
Nothing with Rich would be thrilled finding.
I was going to say, does Rich know you have a memory box?
No, it's
sounds more like a wank bank than a memory box to me, mate.
No comment. Where's Steve's note?
Oh.
I do have it. I just
bless.
Don't know where it is.
No, I didn't.
Okay, we'll come back to that. I'll post a picture. I do have it. I just don't remember where it is. We've not got time for me to rummage.
It's funny though, doing it.
There's a picture of my 18th birthday. Sorry, go.
Go on, let me see. Your 18th birthday? Oh, let me see. I've got to see this. Bring it up on the screen.
Hold on.
Let me see. Oh, I can't see. Oh, the light's on it. I can't see it properly.
Can you see it? I ripped my pants.
Is that your bum? Yeah.
I ripped my pants.
How did you rip your pants?
I literally just did a slut drop.
And
are we
split
allowed to
your
call
pants?
Them that anymore? Yeah.
I think you can still call it a slut drop.
I did a loose lady drop.
A loose lady drop. I tried to do a slut drop once, put my back out.
Yeah.
They're not easy, are they?
No way. And that was at a time when I could go down and get back up, but then... Ugh.
Yeah. Not anymore.
I'll tell you who looked like they had a rough time during the trailer. James Arge Argent.
Yes, bless him. At the end, I think it was, yeah. There was a lot of crying. Yeah, you can see.
Well, did you have to do that thing where they interrogate you and shout at you?
Well, yeah, they do shout at you quite a lot. I actually found I responded quite well to that. Turns out I quite like authority, particularly if it's got a good arse. I learned a lot about myself in that jungle.
Oh, my God.
I did cry a lot, though. And I'm not a crier. I am not a crier.
What was it? Was it the exhaustion, the emotional turmoil, or the fact that you were actually injuring yourself?
Well, there was quite a lot of injuries. I was quite injured by the end of it. I was a bit black and blue. And actually, when I left the show, they said, be careful because the adrenaline will run out after a day and then you'll start to feel how hurt you are. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Because you don't really notice it while you're in there, but then when you've come out, you're like, oh, I am absolutely battered to shit. Yeah.
I remember seeing you when you got back and your feet were minging.
I had, I had trench foot. Yeah, we all got trench foot. Yeah. And that was the most uncomfortable thing I've ever experienced in my life. It was pretty, pretty bad. And that was after, because it just rained the whole time, so our feet were just constantly wet. So yeah, got trench foot. I got rid of that by having to bathe them for my feet for 3 weeks in warm water and apple cider.
Oh, that made my balls tingle, you know.
Apple cider vinegar. Yeah. Everywhere I walked, I left little blobs of blood all over the place. Is that disgusting?
Yeah, I just don't know why you've done this, to be honest.
Do you know what? Because I was 50, 51, just turning 51. I was the fittest I've ever been. And I thought, if I don't do it now, I'll never do it. Also, I did it for actually a couple of serious reasons. My alopecia was really bad at that point. I had basically a sort of greying comb over, and I'd been really struggling with how I looked, and I'd been covering up with hats, and I'd been covering up with wigs and all of those things. And I thought, on that show, there is nowhere to hide, but everybody will look like shit anyway. And I thought, actually, it was quite liberating for me because I started out with a scarf on my head, like a bandana on my head. Within 3 seconds of the show starting, that had gone because they just ripped it off. They just ripped it off and then pushed you in a river. So I was like, well, that's that then. That's all out in the open. And I thought, it was the first time in about 18 months that I'd gone, I was outside and in front of people without my head covered. And it actually, that was quite liberating. And I thought, I don't give a shit anymore because I look like crap anyway. I just don't care. And that was, it genuinely was quite liberating.
Oh.
I know, but also I thought, you know, I do hear, I've got friends, women in their 50s who are like, you know, I'm just not as fit as I was and I can't do the things I used to do. And I just thought, sod it, I'm fitter than I've ever been. I just think, I wanted to show that you can, if you put your mind to it, put your head down, you can, you know, you ain't done yet. So I did it for the girls, that's why I did it. Did it for the girls with a comb over. And I cried a lot and I failed a lot and I screamed a lot, but I am genuinely very proud of myself for what I did. I'm very
when
proud of
when you came
myself.
Back, how did you, what emotion did you have when you got back?
When I got back, about 2 weeks after I was back, I had to do a big corporate event at the Grosvenor House. And you know, that room is massive and it always makes me feel a bit nervous and anxious because, you know, there's a lot of people in the room, there's 900 people. You're the entertainment. I was behind stage and I could feel my heart going and I felt the anxiety rising. And all of a sudden my brain went, Zoe Lyons, you have thrown yourself off a ravine at 300 feet. You know, you've abseiled into a cave with no, you just dropped in, you can do this. And I thought, you know what, I can, I feel like I can fucking do anything now. I mean, that's clearly a mental place to be, but you know, I can't do anything, but I can do a lot more than I thought I could. It really taught me to push myself and to push through those anxieties. And I did actually leave the show benefiting from it completely, absolutely completely, yeah. I did a big run last week. I do these, you know, like big long walk run things. And I got really it was 57 kilometres. And at about 40k, I was a bit knackered, as you would be. But there was a bit in my head that just went, just keep going, you can do this. And I had SAS in my head going, go, 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 go. Yeah, so I kept
surely,
bits of it
though,
with me.
That's how you must feel about everything, though, now. It's like going, if you're going, I can. Surely you just have to think of that and be like,
I can.
I survived Vietnam.
I can survive Vietnam. I can do this.
You can literally say, I survived Nam.
Yeah. Do you know what I've learned? Because what your brain does, your brain is, you know, if you're in a situation that's difficult, your brain will go, I want to stop, I want to stop, I want to stop. And that is actually a really, if you start engaging in that and listening to it, and listening to your brain saying, I want to stop, I want to stop, I want to stop, you will want to stop. But if you turn that into, I'm not going to stop, I'm not going to stop, I'm going to keep going, I'm going to keep going, going, going. Change the word stop for going, 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 going. It's amazing how much more you can get out of the tank.
I don't know if I want to do that, though.
I know, not everybody does, but I do. There is a bit of me that is a little bit nuts when it comes to things like this. And if I stick my head down, I'm just so determined, like I just keep going.
Do you feel like it fed into that thing? Do you know, like, sometimes, like, you can be like, not you, but one, can be like, oh, God, not the world again. But then you go for, like, a run and you feel better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it like that?
Yeah, it's like that. And despite the fact that they are, I have utmost respect for the DS, for the SAS guys. They are just incredible. They really, really are. And yes, they are, you know, military trained, and they've had violent backgrounds because of the nature of their work. But there is something almost really zen-like and so mentally strong about them that you just have to tap into it. You have to take bits of it away. And at one point, somebody was doing something and they were getting it all wrong. And Rudy, the American guy, the beautiful American guy with the beautiful hair and the incredible backside, he just went, he said, stop! He went, I want you to stop! He went... The way a man does one thing is the way he does everything. And I went, actually, that's quite deeply philosophical, Rudy, it really is. It really made me think. And I thought,
what does that mean?
The way you do one thing is the way you do everything. So if you sloppily put a cup away, if you sloppily make your bed, or if you sloppily do something, it bleeds into every aspect of your life. It's how you approach everything. And
That's true now you've said that.
It's totally true. It's totally true. It did make me wonder how he was in the bedroom, I have to be honest. The way the man does one thing is the way he does everything. I was like, I bet you're thorough. Anyway, I thought that was such a simple piece of philosophy. I was like, wow, I'm taking that with me. I'm packaging that and keeping it. I'm having that.
Are they still SAS men right now?
No, they haven't.
Like, they're just TV stars now.
Yes, and authors and motivational
just
speakers.
Just like one of us.
Like one of us, yeah.
Do you want to see something disturbing?
Go on then.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Oh my, is that you?
That's me and my Sainsbury's girls.
Oh, my Lord. Well, how old were you there in that picture? Oh, wow.
I was about 19.
Oh, that... Are you wearing lipstick in that?
No, I just... I was just beautiful back then.
You have very ruddy lips.
It was It was before the world got me.
Look at the cheekbone. Oh, look at your cheekbones.
Look how thin I was. Look at the nice pale. There's Paula. There's Auntie Christine and Joanne. Diane.
Is that your Tesco girls?
Sainsbury's. I still can't find that letter. Right, so
listen, is it something you would ever do? Because we've talked about this.
Absolutely. Do you know, at one point I thought maybe I would, to do it for all the feminine gay men out there. And now I just feel like, no. Now I know you. And I know you said you had a great time and got all these great experiences. But I also saw your fucking foot and your nails.
Yeah, they were bad.
No, I wouldn't do it. I'm not going to lie. But you're naturally an adventurous person. Like, you like to... I was telling my agent about you the other day. Like, you like... I might have made this up, though, now. Do you like to do that wild swimming thing?
Well, I swim in the sea.
Is it called wild swimming?
I suppose you call it wild swimming because it's outside. But I'm not... Actually, I'm not a brilliant swimmer. I'm not a... But I did... One winter, I went all the time. Yeah. And it was very cold. We nearly had hypothermia.
Whereas for me... No, yeah. I'm just not interested in it. I'm not... Like, if there was, like, celebrity come round for a cake...
Yeah.
I'd do that. But...
What would you be most scared of, then? What would be your thing? What would terrify you?
I don't like heights. I don't want to do anything as a... I don't want to do anything I'm told just because someone's like, oh, dangle off this, like, you'll learn a lot. I don't know if I necessarily want to learn something off dangling from something.
Yeah.
And my biggest worry on that would be, you know, it is a TV show, not just an experience. And so I feel like, I don't think I'd show a very good side of me. I think I'd be a petulant brat.
I'm a little bit worried because we were filmed 24/7, and like, you'd get very tired and emotional, and I don't know how I panned out.
How was the cast as a whole in that situation then? Will we have any Big Brother Aggie moments?
No, do you know what? Actually, there were no real arguments.
Which I bet you didn't have time.
No, just too tired. You were either running around, punching something, jumping off something, or climbing something, or just trying to sleep. Because they woke you up every night, so you didn't get much sleep at all. So that's when you start to unravel. And, you're absolutely knackered. Absolutely knackered. Yeah.
Because I think there's some people, like, I think there are people like you that are an adventurer, and you go, well, this is my job, and I'm an adventurer, and they are lying, right? So I may as well go and get paid for it.
Yeah.
Because you do all your scuba diving and your swimming and all your weird shit that you like to do. Then there are some people on your cast, and I would say some people that we would know, that just take any TV job, and I think they would get the shock of their lives doing that.
Yes. It's something you have to prepare for. I don't think you can sort of go into that blindly.
Yeah.
So there were a couple of cast members who perhaps hadn't trained sufficiently, and that came as quite a shock. Let us also mention the unmentionable. There was quite a significant addition to the cast that was rumoured before I went out there, but it wasn't ever confirmed. And it was only when I got to the airport, I was like, oh, it's happening. Mr. Matt Hancock was on there. That was interesting. That was interesting. Yeah.
I think I've seen a bit of press where everyone's mad that he's in there. Mm-hmm. Not everyone. That's a lie. Because people are like, excuse me, you're a politician, not a celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I mean...
I know you can't say much, but I think I agree with that.
Yes, and it's, you know, a serving politician. This is happening more and more, isn't it? Serving politicians going away and doing stuff.
Well, the country's
still serving
apart.
Yes.
And it's like, well, you should be doing your job. And also, because let's not forget... I don't know how you didn't get this book in, but he went from that to the jungle.
Yes.
He did two jungles in 1 year.
He did two jungles in 1 year. Now, a little bit of insider info for you. Ordinarily, people aren't allowed to do that because of contracts. So if you do one, you're not supposed to do the other within the same year. So I don't know what happened there. Let's just say that's not... That's... Yes. Anyway. That's not an option for certain people. So
I just think when the country, our country, is not functioning well at the minute, like, yeah, never mind if it was functioning well, but it's not functioning well, and, you know, it's the worst standard of living since the 50s. That's not my opinion. That is factually released information, because I read the papers now. Oh. And, yeah, thank you. I just don't understand. This is when I go, this is when I get very cross, because you go, oh, you don't care about doing your job. Because I have this theory that most politicians are in politics to be celebrities, not to actually...
Well, that's certainly a world we're living in now, isn't it? That's certainly a possibility. And I think that's the case for certain politicians. I think you do get politicians who are in it for the love of the job and for the betterment of the nation, and then you get the other example. And I think it was very tricky as well, because obviously we didn't book the show, but then you're on the show with somebody like that.
Yeah, you don't know who's there.
By association, you're like, oh, right, okay. But then it was their decision to go on that show. And
you'd have thought integrity. If you had grief for being on it with him.
Have I?
Yeah. I don't feel like anyone would think it's your... Surely everyone knows you guys don't know until you show up.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, I've had people saying, sorry, I can't watch it because he's on it. And I'm like, well, that's absolutely fair enough. But, you know, when you do these types of shows, I didn't know anybody else until we got to the airport, and I didn't know the other cast members until we got to Vietnam. So it was... it had been rumoured... But then there's lots of rumours about lots of things, so I wasn't entirely sure, and we weren't told. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's just a weird... I think because this situation was so weird, once you're in an environment like that show, you're on the course, and it is the most immersive, involved television show that you can experience. There is no off time. There is no luxury. The food is appalling. You're shitting into a bucket. You're suffering physically. It's a television show, and we have voluntarily put ourselves there. But it is quite involved. So it wasn't really the environment for me to. It's not. It wasn't really a... what am I trying to say? It wasn't the environment for me to lay into people either, because it was brutal enough as it was, and
it's like, you know, when you're all working together, it's not nice to do that anyway, is it?
No.
You know, with whatever you think. I do have one question, though, about doing it.
Go on.
Did anyone there have contact lenses? Because how do you do these shows if you have contact lenses? I think about this all the time with that and the jungle. Like, what if you're short-sighted? Like, how does that work?
I don't know. People must have had contact lenses.
Or, like, if you're, like, I don't know, like, if you've got dietary requirements, like you're gluten-free or, you know, cheese gives you the shits, like, you do the show.
Would that be a big concern for you? I tell you what was my... Do you know what? Because there was no fun... I didn't poop for, like, days.
I'd be scared of getting the shits there.
That really wasn't a problem.
Because if you shit in the jungle and something went up your bum and laid an egg and then you gave birth to a load of insects?
I think you're overthinking that. I think you're overthinking it.
I usually do, but that's why I shouldn't do it.
But I think I got shy. I got shy bowel and couldn't go. Yeah, because you're pooping into a barrel, right, with sawdust in it. And there is a door in front of you, but it's one of those saloon doors, so you can see up to your knees and you can see your head.
No.
So it's just your middle bit. There's and there's a camera pointed on you. And I don't know
And
about
if you,
you
had, like, do you know sometimes when you have an ablution and you trump as well, just before it comes, it goes, and then you do it. I'd die.
This is what I'm a little bit worried about coming on the show.
Oh, no. And did they give you Andrex Quilted to wipe your bum with? Did they give you Aldi Quilted?
A soggy bit of bog roll. That's what you got. A soggy bit of bog roll that was sort of rationed. Yeah. It was pretty bad. I didn't do a proper poop for days and days. That was beginning to become a bit of an issue. Of all the things you think is going to happen to you in the jungle, you think I might get bitten by a snake or a spider or leeches or whatever. Not being able to do a poop. It's a great leveller, the bowels. Not being able to have a poop.
I'm scared that, like, another thing, like, I don't think I'd get constipated. I think I'd go the other way.
No, I don't think you would. Once you saw the facilities, I think your bowels would go, we ain't doing this, Stephen. We're not going in there. We're not going in there. My big concern was hurting myself within the first minute. And I did. I hurt myself within the first minute.
Oh, no.
We had to crawl through a mangrove and I sliced my knee open. And I looked down and went, oh, God, I've hurt myself.
Oh, my God.
And I'd torn my trousers and my knee was bleeding. I was like, oh, no. And I hate blood. And I was like, oh, I feel a bit queasy. And I thought, oh, my God, am I going to go within the first 30 seconds of this show?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Because the thing is, because it was so damp and wet, nothing healed. So I ended up with, like, a hole in my knee. Yeah, you're welcome. I've still got a scar.
Dear Liza.
I'll never do anything like that
again.
You've still got a scar? Yeah.
I think it's not all right.
No, it wasn't all right. No.
I just don't know how this is fun. Do you have anything, like, nice lined up after this? Because...
after the show's been on?
Like, do you have, like... is that... what am I trying to say? Do you have a show that's a bit more relaxed lined up? Maybe that's what I'm trying to say.
No, but I'm very much open to that. Have your boobs dropped?
Yeah, they've just dropped down there.
Your boobs?
Yeah.
How can you have boobs? You've been going to boot camp.
I've still got a bit left. I've still got a bit of my chippy tit left.
Oh, no.
Like, I've got that thing where I'm building muscle up here, but the nipple's still sagging. It's really
annoying. I see. Yeah, yeah.
It needs to catch up with the muscle.
You need to do lower pec exercises, but I don't know how you would do that.
I'll ask girl.
Yeah. Have you still been going to your classes?
I have. The last week, Rich is getting his loft converted, but last week we were in London because I was filming live at the Apollo. And,
oh, yes, this is more important.
It's not. I actually prefer hearing about your bowel habits, but... we had to live in a hotel for a week and it was just unbearable and I couldn't go to the gym because we had to pack light because we're in the thing and I hated it. Oh, I thought I'd love living in a hotel, but I didn't like it.
No, were you a whole week in a hotel?
Monday to Friday.
Oh no. Was it close to your actual house?
It was close to the house, but we can't get in the house.
Right.
Because of the construction and the loft. And so everything's packed away. So even if you want something, it's like you can't have it now.
How is the loft conversion going?
We can't talk about it. It's way worse than Celebrity SAS.
See, I think it probably is worse than Celebrity SAS.
We went the other day.
Yeah.
Just to see.
Yeah.
And there's holes in the ceiling. There's holes in the roof. We somehow... I mean... I don't understand what's happening. They ripped out Rich's fitted wardrobes, which was not on the plan.
Oh.
The fitted wardrobes that we only got 6 months ago.
Oh, no. Are they going to refit them?
No.
Oh. Oh, dear. Okay.
It's not fun. And then this week, because I'm... I've got gigs in London after living in a fucking hotel. Well, no, I'm living in a hotel for a night, then Richie's sisters for two nights.
Right.
Then this is not going to be as fun a week as last week.
Okay. Yes, so when have you guesstimated that you'll be back in your house?
Well, I mean, the whole process was supposed to have been 4 weeks. And last week, we thought we were moving back in today.
Yeah, and?
We don't have a roof.
Right, yeah, that's a problem. And the weather's turned.
And the weather's turned. And, like, where they're building into our bedroom, it's just a shit show. Honestly, just... Guys, don't do anything to your humble abodes.
So what's Rich going to stick in his love conversion? What's the plan there? Like a games room?
No, we're going in there.
Oh, are you? Are you ever having a big ensuite bedroom type thing?
Well, without the ensuite, if anything, it's just a bigger bedroom. It better be worth it, is all I'm saying. Oh, I've not slept properly in about 3 weeks. Me
That's
and Rich
not
work
good.
Better when we're not together all the time.
Now, listen, I also, your big news this week is you've just hosted live at the Apollo. Hosted it.
Yeah.
Get in, my friend.
It was so fun. I need to not have a crash this week because I text someone else that had done it. I don't know if we're allowed to say who or not. So I text someone else that had done it and I said to them, I was like, this week's not going to be as fun as last week. And they were like, no. And then I text someone that did theirs earlier last week who also did it, and I text them and they said, oh boy, did I crash over the week, because they were like, everything just felt shit in comparison.
That's the thing when you do telework, isn't it? There's a part of your brain that goes, oh, this is my life now, I'm going to be in the land of television forever, this is how I'm now rolling. And then before you know it, you're doing a gig in Lincolnshire. Yeah.
I know. This week for me as well, it's just one of those... Do you know when those weeks are going, there's not 1 ounce of glamour in it?
Go on, talk me through your week.
So I've got a gig in London tonight.
Yeah.
Then I'm staying in London now, Tuesday, Wednesday, because the gig finishes too late tonight that I can't get the train back and I don't want to drive back.
Okay.
Because I have to come back Wednesday because I've got a voiceover first thing Thursday morning.
Well, that's fairly glamorous. Who's that for?
It's not. It's me Fern McCann voiceover.
There you go, your regular voiceover.
Yeah, I do enjoy that, to be fair. But then after that, I took this gig when my situation was different. So I've got this gig that's like 3 hours away from London, which really means it's 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But then... I think when I took it, I was meant to be up north all week.
Yeah.
Then the voiceover happened. So now this is so boring for anyone listening. But logistics are important, guys. And then Friday, Saturday, I'm in Portsmouth. And I'm like, why?
Why? Where in Portsmouth?
I don't even know. Some thought.
Oh, what? You're doing two nights in Portsmouth?
Yeah.
Well, that's enough.
And do you know, you just go, this is not the glamour.
Yeah, no, I know. It's, I'm no longer in the SAS. I've had to deal with that. Yeah.
But that's a win. That's a win. My friend who I texted, by the way, saying, this week's not going to be as fun, is it? And they've responded this week, be like, I'm on tour with Jack Whitehall this week and going to Sweden. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. You win. You win.
Yeah. Now, where am I this week? I'm doing a little job for Radio 4 this evening.
Oh, very nice.
So that's nice. I'm doing Just a Minute.
Oh,
so
that's the best one.
I love that. So that's fun. I'm taking my mother to the polyclinic to have a knee x-rayed.
Lovely.
There you go. I'm doing a corporate event on Thursday.
Gorgeous.
People in retail, get in. I think I'm gigging Friday, Saturday. Yeah.
In Portsmouth?
No, not in Portsmouth. I'm going the other way. Cambridgeshire and somewhere else. But I hear you, sister. I hear you. It's a funny old business, this, isn't it? One minute you think you've
got your quiz show and you're not going to have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And you don't. You think you're going to... You think you're hosting a show on a farm? That's going to be it for a decade.
And you're
not.
Give
you 4 years. Then,
yeah.
Excuse me, add 6 more years in the head of this.
You know, you find yourself dangling above a ravine in Vietnam and you go, well, this is me now. I now work for the Special Forces. And I don't. I don't. I clearly don't.
So on this note... Who's your husband of the week?
Well, I mean, I think it's got to be Rudy, hasn't it? I think it has to be Rudy. Rudy from SAS.
I need to Google Rudy, because you've
He's got such strong hair as well.
I've had time to play him the jingle.
Oh, we have forgot our jingle, Stephen. Yeah, we got overexcited.
Husband of the week. There we go.
There we go.
Right.
Yeah, there's our little jingle. Have you Googled Rudy?
Yep, hold on. I think someone else came up though. I just put in Rudy SAS. Is he called Rudy Rays?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What?
I need to lie down.
He's gorgeous, isn't he? Absolutely gorgeous. Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Hang on. And it's just everything that I would potentially look for in a man. There we go.
He looks like Keanu Reeves.
A little bit, but Keanu Reeves, who's like lifted weights with his face.
He's got that neck where it's like.
He's got that neck.
Yeah.
He's got a neck where you're like, but where the head. That's the thing with these guys. Their necks sort of join it like it's just straight down from their heads. There's no neck head defined.
Ankle to eyeball.
Oh, just solid. I love it. Absolutely love it. Yeah. So,
oh my God, I've just thought of something, but I'll tell you off the. Basically, do you know what I did live at the Apollo?
Yeah.
Just went off on all these different tangents. And do you know when you're like, I don't know what I'll make it in? I did a loose women joke that I've not done in years, and I'm not sure I want that in. I'll never work.
But did they get a big laugh?
Yeah, it's going to be in.
It's going to be in. That'll be in.
I did a bit about where I didn't know whether to fuck a guy or walk him.
Don't know whether that'll make it.
I think that will make it.
Depends which language you used.
I did say fuck, but I was allowed 3.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's more than I get in a year.
I negotiated 3 fucks.
Yep.
Because I did think I could change that joke to shag him if you need to. And they were like,
yeah.
No, you can have 3 fucks.
Okay, yeah.
I think great. I did. I only needed 2, but I did want to be naughty.
Right.
So my husband of the week, I've gone from one of your cast members. I felt inspired by you.
Okay.
Someone I've worked with before. I think he's very important. I think he's a lovely person. Gareth Thomas.
Oh, really? Oh, lovely. Yeah. And, he would absolutely scoop you up and carry you over the threshold.
I've got a funny story.
Go on.
I did... That celebrity sports relief thing. Do you know where you have to, like, do something? And it was one of those where it's like Gareth Thomas is doing this, like, big bike ride, but on, like, a Chuckle Vision bike. Do you know, like, this four of you, right? And the thing is like, you all activate a wheel, essentially, right?
Yeah.
And they were like, Gareth... So I got a call, and I didn't know him at this point, but they were like, Gareth... thinks you're really funny and would love to have you on the bike. So I was like, oh great. So I got on the bike and I'm chatting away and being funny, he's howling, but I'm not pedaling. I thought I'd let them do it. I didn't know if I didn't pedal that it was harder for those 3 because 3 wheels are operating a 4-wheel bike. So I'm sat there, everyone's laughing at me at every hurdle, be like, you couldn't do any pedaling today, Steve. And I was like, but because they said they thought I was so funny, I thought I was literally there just to be hilarious.
Just for the giggles.
Just sat there, like, da-da-da. And then when we went for lunch, I was the first one at the lunch queue, and they were like, oh, are you exhausted after all your pedaling? I didn't know. I'd had about 4 hours where I was just like, oh, lovely, lovely.
Freewheeling your way through life. Yeah. I love Gareth. He's so sweet. Yeah. We were talking rugby one day I played women's rugby at university.
Of course you did. Jesus
and
Christ.
Of course I did. And he said, what position did you play? And I said, I was a flanker. And he went, do you know what? I was looking at you and I thought you had the right build for a flanker. Honestly, Stephen... It was the most flattered I think I've ever felt. I was like, thank you very much, Gareth Thomas. Thank you very, very much for spotting my flanking.
Imagine he said he was... Imagine Lock. He said he was looking at you and just thought, I looked at you and I thought, what?
Prop.
A flanker.
Yeah. What a tight head prop she is. So that's that. Anyway, we shall see how these... I have no idea how this show is going to come across on telly. I don't think I care, actually. I'm past caring. It's all out there. People have seen
AJ Adudu got Strictly off the back of this.
Well, I don't think that'll be happening for me, but we'll see. Maybe. What could I get off the back? What should I get off the back of this, Stephen?
Maybe you could do a nice khaki line for Matalan.
Oh, okay, fair enough. The utility line. Matalan utility line for ladies who like pockets.
Yeah.
Bloody love a pocket. Bloody love a pocket. And I will say that for SAS. Lots of pockets on the trousers, so I was quite happy. Quite happy.
Oh, that's funny.
Let's see how this pans out. Okay.
Well, brace guys, yourself. As always, thanks for listening. Watch Zoe on Celebrity SAS. Catch up on it if it's already been airing. Do follow us both on Instagram at Stephen Comedy, at Zoe Lyons Comedy. Do comment, like, and review. And we'll never have an episode where I'm talking about Celebrity SAS because I like my life.
I love you.
I love you. Cheerio, world. Cheerio.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Made by darkhorsedigital.co.uk. Shooting, live streaming, and podcast production.